They say time flies when you're having fun, and one man that can certainly attest to that fact is Scott Wilson of the Regal Cinema, who joins me in studio today because the Regal is one.
Woohoo!
Can you, Scott, where's the year gone? Seriously.
I don't know. I'm definitely greyer.
Yeah, you are actually. I remember first meeting you 12 months. You weren't that grey, Scott.
No, it's been a fast year.
Unbelievable, yeah. Hasn't it? So your official birthday is Sunday.
Yeah,
but
Sunday
your
the 7th.
Birthday party is Monday.
Correct.
I suppose let's take a look back at the last year. Highlights? Is it possible to narrow it down to a couple?
Too many to mention. I think what the Regal has done in the last year and continues to do is prove to us that it can be so many different things to so many different people. Like to take for example, I got a lovely email from or a comment on Facebook the other day there from the teacher at the school from the autism unit when we showed their nativity play at Christmas on the big screen. And for them, they're still talking about that. I mean, that was a big moment for them to see their kids on the big screen and stuff. So from the grassroots level with the community, that was a big highlight, you know. And then from there, you know, from a standpoint as a cinema, we've done two sort of advanced premieres for Universal, which was unheard of for a brand new cinema. You know, we've done, the kids' parties have been so much fun, you know, the Halloween ones, the Christmas ones, the Easter Bunny ones. They've been great. The ladies' nights have been a massive success. Even the Polish nights, when we're doing the Polish films, have been fantastic. You know, they've all came along and really got into the spirit of the cinema. And I mean, music videos, it just goes on and on and on. Live music, jazz in the main screen. It's so multifaceted. It's just been amazing, and it continues to carry on with the possibilities are endless.
And I suppose that's what makes the Regal so unique because, and we've spoken about this before, you can open a cinema and essentially just have it be a cinema. But where the Regal is so different, I remember when the word initially got out there that the wine bar was opening and a lot of eyebrows raised. A wine bar in a cinema? Really? Is that going to work? But it's proved a massive success, hasn't it?
Yeah. I would like, if I'm being brutally honest, I'd love to see it busier. And now I know I just walked past the Devonshire Arms there. That seems to be going back into construction. So hopefully that'll bring more people down that end of the street. But people are using it before the movies, et cetera, which is great. But we are open all the time. So we do have our regulars who come in and enjoy a glass of wine on a Sunday and a catch up. And I'd love to see more of that. You know, I'd love to see it being used more as a meeting hub rather than just something before the movie.
Yeah, you know, it's some people,
because we are open all day, so you know.
One thing that has very much impressed me with yourselves is that how embedded within the community you've become in just a year, which is a very difficult thing to do. But you seem to have adapted yourselves so well. You speak there of birthday parties and live music. When you opened the Regal 12 months ago, was that your intention that you be this adaptable, I suppose, business that's able to embed itself in the community?
Yeah, I think, I mean, when we did our research, we found that the Regal had always been a major part of the community. You know, before social media and Netflix and dodgy boxes and everything, that was the only thing people had really in the town. It was going to be a challenge to try and become, I guess, I don't want to sound, you know, too much, but to become important again. But you know, I think we've definitely reached out to people. I definitely people think of us more as a business that can provide, you know, different services to different people. So, you know, we've been working with the credit union. We do corporate events for them. I had a lady on. I shouldn't really say this because somebody's listening, but I had somebody call yesterday about a surprise viewing of a wedding video that some people had never seen, so they're going to do something like that on the big screen and surprise her family. You know, so it's all these different special moments that we can provide as a community sort of theatre rather than one of the corporate ones, I guess.
Now, on to, I suppose, the celebrations. You were telling me there, off air. So Monday, you were doing something very special. We saw it on social media. Everybody got excited about it. All movies, €1. On Monday to celebrate the Regal. Update us on that.
I knew everybody liked a bargain, but
everybody loves a bargain.
I didn't have any notion or idea that it would just be this popular. I mean, we are basically sold out.
Yeah.
You know, I just did a count there before we left, and we sold 968 tickets out of you know, 9.95 capacity that we've got for the day, and the only tickets that are left are like individual ones. So if you're coming on your own, you'd be grand. But if you want to sit with somebody, you might be struggling. Yeah. But I mean, that's just phenomenal. That's 1,000 people coming through the doors in one day. I mean, I'm slightly terrified.
But it's
excited as well, you know.
It's brilliant. Now, doing movies for Euro all the time is not possible nor feasible.
Oh, geez, no.
So calm down, guys. It ain't going to happen.
We'd be fired by the film companies.
All the time. But is it something that you could possibly... Are we going to go €2 movie next year for the two, Bart? Are we going to go three?
Let's get past Monday first before we look at that one.
Okay, so Monday aside, as Scott said there, if you're going on your own, you have some small chance of getting in.
Toy Story is gone. That's completely sold out. Yesterday is gone. The Queen's Corgi, I think I saw there was 10 tickets left at the three showings. Rocket Man has a handful, and I mean a handful. What does that leave? That leaves Spider-Man, and there literally is, I think, about 3 tickets.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's madness. Yeah. Absolute madness.
Well, of course, people don't have to just go there on Monday. So break it down. What's happening in the cinema this week, and I suppose do the next couple of weeks so that people have an idea what's
moving forward
up
into a new year. I mean, why don't we just kick it off with a ladies' night?
Do that, Scott. Everybody loves a ladies' night.
So yeah, I guess we're just bringing back all the feel-good movies from last summer, because last summer was kind of like today, like weather-wise. Yeah. You know, it's got that feeling. So on the 17th, these will all be online later on today. 17th, we're doing Star Is Born, because it's always a ladies' favorite.
Everybody, I still haven't seen it, would you believe?
What? Might
go, there you go, the ladies' night. Might go and watch it. I still haven't seen it. I know everybody's saying, you know, you haven't seen it, but
I won't do any spoilers.
Don't. Okay, so A Star Is Born hitting the 17th.
Yeah, and then we have The Mighty Lion King opening on the 19th.
That's going to be a big
It's going to be massive.
And it looks
very, very good. Yeah, they've done a great job. One of those real animation. Well, not animation, but the mixture of live action animation.
And it's something Disney seemed to be bringing back. Of course, we had Aladdin recently. Mm. We had Jungle Book actually a couple of years back, didn't we?
Disney are absolutely crushing it this year. Every single movie they brought out has surpassed everybody else.
And I've heard somewhere that A Little Mermaid is coming back as a live action.
I haven't heard that one.
Toy Story
4, you know, Dumbo.
4.
Yeah, these were all massive for Disney already. So, you know, it's been crazy for them this year. We've got some good stuff coming up. We have, on the 28th, we are participating in the Pride with LGBT. So we're doing a matinee for them with the film Pride, funny enough.
Brilliant.
I don't know if you've ever seen that one with the minors, and it's very, very good.
I'm not a big movie buff, I'm ashamed to say.
That's okay. But we're going to do a matinee with that and maybe some discount mimosas and stuff to start every Sunday morning.
Brilliant.
And then on to the 28th, we're also doing the Andrew Row, which is our first
And they're
live.
Always really
huge.
Popular, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're, and I
we
know
get
a
asked
lot,
all the time.
Yeah, and I know a lot of the cinemas in Cork and stuff have done them, and they will always prove very popular, which is brilliant. And again, brilliant that there's a wine bar there as well. That really adds to the experience.
I mean, we're doing it on
there.
The Saturday night, which is the first night, and we've already sold about 110 tickets for that.
Wow.
And then there's a rerun on the Sunday, which has tickets available. So, and it's in the afternoon, so it's even cheaper. So it's great value on the Sunday afternoon if you don't want to go with the madness of the Saturday night.
Brilliant.
But as we speak at this moment, there's an engineer in the cinema attempting to, we're running a few roadblocks, but we'll get there, and attempting to install the new technology to get us up and running with the live events.
Okay,
so
brilliant.
Another fantastic stream for the cinema for us to provide as well. So
and
all your live concerts and your operas and Westlife
and
Take
doors,
That. And,
yeah, and to be able to have it on the doorstep. Do you know what I mean? That's needs to travel to wherever. Go down to the Regal,
walk down
sit
the street.
Down, watch it on the big screen, have a glass of vino, you're
dance
grand.
Around.
Exactly, brilliant.
So we're very excited about that. Moving on, I guess I'll run through some things. On the 4th is the Medieval Weekend, so we were told not to do it last year, but we're doing it anyway. The Holy Grail.
Oh.
Got to do Monty Python for the Holy Grail Medieval Weekend, so hopefully people are coming for that. And then another big one, lots of fun stuff for August. So The Greatest Showman on the 7th. We're bringing back Mamma Mia 1 and 2.
Oh, sure. That's going to...
So that'd be fun. Mm. And then we have the 80th anniversary of Wizard of Oz on the 25th.
Brilliant.
And then we finish off the summer season with Dirty Dancing September 3rd.
That's going to be another big one.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Another big one.
And then just another quick last ones. We are going to be showing all the Harry Potters on the run to Halloween. All 8 of them.
Scott, I'm going to be living in the Regal.
Ah, you said you were.
Telling you now.
And then the last two to finish off the year with the big ones will be Frozen 2 and this new Star Wars. So.
Yeah. Busy year. Really busy year, in fairness.
And that's only,
you know?
There's other stuff in the planning as well. So.
And of course, people can tune into your social media. You're always great in social media to update everybody as to what's going on and stuff like that. And you have a fabulous website as well.
Yeah.
Hop onto that www.regalcinema.ie. I have it open here in front of me. Listen, here's to many, many, many more years.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're going to get grayer and grayer. And you're going to sit opposite
and hopefully wiser and wiser and wiser.
Well, we don't know. We'll see. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
To you and all the gang below in the Regal. You do a fabulous job. You genuinely do a fabulous job.
Thank you to everybody in y'all for continuing to support us and all the businesses, and everything that everybody's done for us. It's been great. It's been a fantastic year.
It has. And as I said, it's amazing how well you've settled in and you've just, it's like, I mean, people will say it's a year already, but it's like it's only been a year. It's the other side, because it feels like you've been back.
I can't wait for this year. I mean, now I'd like to think we've learned a lot. So, you know, especially from a business perspective, we know what works, what time it works, and not what films are going to work. That still surprises me. It's going to be an incredible year. We just can't wait for it.
Brilliant. Scott Wilson, manager of the Regal Cinema, thanks so much for popping in to me. Happy birthday from all of us here at CRY. And Scott, you're going to pop in again, surely, in the next couple of weeks, and we keep us updated. And as I said, regalcinema.ie, onto the Facebook, Instagram, and all of that, the guys, and you can see what's happening there. Have a good one.
Thanks very much.